This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready to party.
Yeah.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends.
Fiesta!
Romancing!
Siesta!
Samba!
La Bamba!
Ay caramba!
Disguises!
Surprises!
And pies of... all sizes!
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends!
You bet!
Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends! Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends! Garfield and friends!
And pay attention. There'll be a test at the end.
I wondered if that was going to be on the end.
I used to think that was Bill Murray did Garfield's voice when I was a little kid.
Who was it? Jim Davis?
That was a guy named Lorenzo Music.
Oh, who's Jim Davis?
He was the artist? Creator, yeah.
Okay.
Garfield was his comic strip. Yeah, I used to think it was, because, you know, Bill Murray was an early favorite because Ghostbusters and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I really thought it was him on voicing Garfield.
Something I never thought about. Was Odie slow?
No, I think he's just a dog. He's real excited.
Okay.
Slow.
Well, I mean, they kind of played him off as Gorsh, you know, like Goofy.
He was similar to Pluto in appearance and color.
Can animals be mentally handicapped?
Yellow dog, yeah.
Was
yeah.
Garfield related to Heathcliff? Heathcliff? Was that like an off-brand Garfield?
I never liked Heathcliff. I'd watch it some as a kid because, you know, you watch any cartoons, but I never liked Heathcliff much.
That was the Nickelodeon one, right?
Yeah.
But it was the same thing. It was orange cat.
Yeah, trying to rip them off.
Yeah.
Always eating and taking all the food, hoarding all the toilet paper.
Fat ass cat. He'd go on a diet.
And Garfield ate lasagna. That was his food, was lasagna.
That's crazy.
I mean, even in the song, he hopes you bring lots of spaghetti.
Which, by the...
he's an Italian cat.
Speaking of food delivery, we try to look for the silver linings with all the stuff that's going on with COVID-19 and... you know, how maybe there's this sense community is going to bring everybody together. What was I going to say there?
I don't know. I had a $10 credit for food delivery the other day.
And see, that's that kismology.
Yeah.
Once again, kismetology, is that the word?
Something like that.
Yesterday, it was announced that one of the, and the only reason I'm not saying it is because I can't remember which one, but one of the food delivery services has made its way to Travel Stress.
Now. Oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
A bunch of people tagged me in that yesterday because I've said that, you know, where I live, I don't have that opportunity that some of you do.
Which one?
I can't remember. Obviously, it's either DoorDash or Grubhub, one of those two.
Okay, one of those is way better than the other ones, at least that were out my way.
Yeah. So, and now it's not as, you know, quite as long. But, you know, now I've got plenty of food.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, that's the thing. Like I have plenty of food at home. The grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
When I have no food at home and don't want to cook and don't want to go out, I want to order in. Now that I can order in, I got plenty of food.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have that as an option. You could, I mean, you could, if you wanted to, save some of your food.
Yeah, you might better.
And order
I
out.
I hate it.
Well, they were saying that the way, obviously now you prepay or can prepay. So they're
looking at my app now. I might order some for lunch.
They're asking folks who live in apartment buildings and stuff to maybe put, if you have a small table near your door,
yeah,
so they could set the food there and yeah, knock and, you know, there's some kind of acknowledgement the food is there rather than just laying it on the ground in front of the apartment door.
Yeah. When I had that that mystery illness back at the end of January, that was kind of like the flu, but it wasn't the flu. Right. And it had these real, real awful coughing fits, and I was really short of breath.
Yeah.
And the coughing fits were the worst I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah.
When I had that mystery illness, whatever it may have been, yeah, I would. I started doing that. I'd have them leave the food outside because I didn't want to give them the not flu.
Well, you didn't. You have a little table there.
I had an end table I can put out there or a folding chair. Either way,
because then you have to worry about the food pirates.
Yeah,
that would slide by.
Well, no, I mean, you know, when it gets there, you go grab it immediately because you want it hot, and it was cold in January.
You're waiting literally by the door.
Yeah. The other day, I went out and met the lady, and she didn't mind. I didn't look at her. I mean, I looked at her, but then when she handed me the food, I turned my head away. When she got close.
Did you put the tip in the corner of your elbow and stick it out there for her to grab?
No, it's on the card, man. That's one downside about it. You tip before they ever pick up the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you mentioned apartment complexes.
I'm not talking bad. I've lived in apartments.
Dude, me too.
Some of my greatest times was living in an apartment.
Yeah, man. I mean, you don't have to worry about anything. I
had a nature trail.
You don't have to cut grass, but
had they a like tennis court to
but,
look at.
But they like to cut grass real early in the morning when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah. Which apartment?
What, where did I live or which apartment complex was I thinking about? Or?
Oh, I don't know.
It was actually the same.
Is the apartment, the party apartment complex still around? You know, the party apartments.
Which one are you thinking about?
You know, the party apartments. The apartments.
I know several party apartments. One that I used to live in back in the day was kind of party apartments.
Party apartment.
When I lived off Pleasantburg up the big hill behind an old funeral home. It's still a funeral home. That was a party apartment. Still are, I think.
What apartments was that?
I didn't know you lived there.
Yeah. Yeah. You can throw a rock and hit it, man.
Yeah. Oh. Or maybe like a stone.
Yeah.
I can. I thought you were talking about, I don't want to say the name either. I don't even know if it's called the same thing, but it would rhyme with something like Glaston Goods.
Oh, yeah.
That was the place when we would get off at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Clock out. That would be the place where you'd go sneak in the pool. They had the best pool. We'd go run by the Asian Connection. Yep. Remember that reference? There was a guy who didn't card at a particular gas station in town. It's no longer there. That place has been bulldozed, and it's a bank now, cause I can say it.
Yeah.
But we call it the Asian Connection because he never carded us. And we'd go pick up a load of beer and then go to Ashton Woods or whatever I just said.
Earlier. Yeah. And one of the more notorious ones, see, the one that I lived in, everybody's been there for something. I mean, you've been there for a booty call or, you know, you're picking something up from somebody, you know, dude, man, business.
Pelham Woods.
Isn't that the one where people go use a swimming pool?
That's Ashton Woods.
Oh, okay. And then another one that everybody knows. Everybody's been there for something or other over the years, especially back in the day. It has a different name now, but it used to rhyme with YOLO Flub.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yep.
That's nice, too.
Yeah.
We're nice.
I remember that, yeah.
Everybody's been there for some reason or another.
The pool jumpers are the worst.
They are.
I deal with it now.
What do you mean pool jump? Jumping the fence?
Pool
squatters?
They'll come in just to use the pool, and you can't get out there.
What would happen is when we would go there, I would say the most fit friend that I had at the time was Richie Davis. He was a running back, so he was real agile and stuff like that. He would jump the fence first and then hand me over a chair for me to stand on to climb back over. That's true friendship right there. What's up, Richie Davis? He's down in Charleston now.
You never got hung on the fence?
I'm hung every day, pal. No, never. Never did I. But we would do that thing where it'd probably kill me now, but we would get in the hot tub. See, this is the other thing. We'd invite girls to come join. Hey, we have beers. Meet us at Ashton Woods or wherever it is. And then we would get there and we'd have six or seven deep of us.
Yeah.
two girls pop over. And then this weird infighting starts. You're not really mad at each other, but let's just say, you know, six or seven hungry people, there are only two sandwiches there. And then as the competition begins, she's, you know, a girl may have said, oh, I like so-and-so over there. I'd be like, he's gay.
I know. I wanted to see you guys turn on each other.
He's not into girls at all.
When the two show up and you guys just start attacking each other.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that would have sent my body, would send my body now into a shock is we would do this thing where you'd get in the hot tub. Kids, don't try this. You get in a hot tub, you catch a good buzz, and right when the buzz kicks in, you run and jump in the cold-ass water. Whoa. That would instantly kill me now.
You're supposed to wait 15 minutes before you get in the hot tub if you have alcohol.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's when you're eating.
Yeah.
There's none of that going on.
It's true.
Of any kind.
God, I love that, man. That's that was one of the fun things about Nine's place from back in the day.
What, when be able to peel the paint off the walls?
Well, when all the single guys would be hanging out, there'd be a girl.
Oh, God, the worst, dude. Oh, you know, talk about, like, man, the blood in the water, dude. Wow.
You guys are jerks.
I had a thought the other day.
It was my damn house. I should have had first dibs, but I always thought.
You guys are mean.
Never had first dibs because I had crappy friends.
I had this thought the other day.
When, hey, the rent, when, y'all come over and blank everything.
When Nine's house was Party Central, and it was the meetup place, like if there was a concert at the then Bilo Center in Albosco or Wendell's Arena, people would park at Nine's house because he lived in downtown Greenville and walk over to the well. But there was a particular set of girls that would come over and hang out. Yeah. It was totally like a platonic thing somehow.
Yeah, but my buddies couldn't figure that out.
But some of the guys that would come, and that girl, I'm not trying to be graphic here, that girl went and took the absolute worst number two that I've ever been around with a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm looking back now and thinking that she did that on purpose.
Maybe so.
I think she did. She would fart in front of us.
Yeah. Good for her.
She liked to wrestle, and not in a sexy way, like hold you down, crippler crossface kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, she did massage too, and none of that stopped that one dude from trying to buy a happy ending.
Jeez. Yeah. All the time. He wouldn't stop. I mean, he would have put up with the number two. He didn't care.
He would have, man.
It was rough.
Did she have a condition, or was she just...
No, it was just rank.
She was smart.
Probably from drinking beer and eating food like we ate.
Hey, she was one of the boys.
I guess she thought that would stop the attempts, or before anybody even thought of it.
Nah, didn't.
Maybe it was liquid ass.
Yeah, I think they just came over to play Mario Kart.
Liquid ass.
It was Mario Kart on mute.
Yeah, on the Wii, on mute.
I loved it, man. When you see a girl come over, I'm like, the fun begins.
Man, it was rough.
Is it okay if I bring three of my friends? I guess.
Probably not for them, but go ahead.
Tell them to go to the bathroom before they get here. Was it Pelham Woods is on Pelham Road? That was the one where they had the patios that overlooked Pelham Road, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's where I saw that guy, Rufus.
Oh, yeah.
Who did something I still have never seen done, ever. He was a guy looking back now that we were 18, 19, 20, and he was 25, 26, 27, maybe.
Oh, okay.
He kind of favored Bruce Smith of the Buffalo Bills, to give you an example. Yeah, yeah, truly. That guy was more countryer than all of us combined.
Yeah, well, he was from up around Greenville, North Carolina, right?
Well, you remember that.
Yeah.
How do you remember that?
I just remember things, some things.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
This guy put in about half a pouch of Red Man Chew in one side of his mouth.
Oh, no.
He put a dip the size of your big toe, as I look at my thumb, into his mouth, and then took two 8-balls, not cocaine, but malt liquor,
yeah,
and put them in his mouth and chugged them both down in front of us.
Oh, he didn't get in the pool, did he?
Different apartments.
No, different place.
Different apartments.
Yeah, back in the day, some apartment complexes did not have a pool. Yeah, now they all do.
And if they didn't have a lock on the gate, you didn't want to get in that pool.
If they're downtown, they got saltwater pool on the roof type stuff.
Right.
If they don't have a lock on the gate, they're going to be shut down.
That's awful, man.
Well, this was the 90s. This was before we cared about things like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you try it when you saw him do it?
No.
You knew better. Would have turned into that scene in the Sandlot.
No, by that time, I had already accidentally turned up dip bottles before and just, yeah. Not a good scene.
First time I dipped, I didn't do it right. I thought it was like tobacco. I didn't put it in my lip. I just kind of,
Put it in your mouth?
Yeah, I was chewing it. It was all everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Puking and dumping at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It was awful. I wasn't in Copenhagen.
He showed me how to dip right, Little Terry.
Oh,
Little Terry.
You should have showed me how.
Well, you shouldn't hang out with anybody named Little Terry, all right?
That's where you went wrong.
This is a general rule in life. Don't hang out with people named Little Terry.
Hang out with Rufus. He'll teach you how to do it.
Rufus
will teach you how to do it.
Rufus was the dead dog.
Rufus was Matthew McConaughey's character in Dazed and Confused.
Wooderson?
Yeah, he was just the guy who he was the guy who just got stuck on hanging out with
Y'all got older and they stayed the same age?
I think he realized he was the guy that when the Asian connection was not open, he was the connection.
Oh, okay.
Rufus connection.
Yeah, kind of like Wooderson. Yeah, he would have been the connection.
He got used.
But now we'd
be a lot cooler if you did.
Get all hoity-toity. Used to a 99-cent 40-ouncer would be all you needed. Now we're like, hey, charcoal filtered? Great.
I need some White Claw.
Some claw. Screw you, seltzers.
You need claw.
I will remind you that Thomas Creek Brewery, which brews Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, the best beer on the planet,
yeah, they do,
is open till 6 o'clock today, doing curbside service of beer cases.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pick up a case, take it home with you.
Yeah.
Go by Thomas Creek Brewery and
we'll all set you up.
I might have to ride by there on my way home, Matt, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go by there, too.
Yeah, we'll both go by there today on our way home from work.
I can finish it on the way home.
You know what's funny is it's kind of on my way home from work.
I'm actually getting some college hunks to go pick it up for me. Bring the junk to the house.
Don't call it junk. It's Thomas Creek beer.
Yeah, good.
Getting the beer together right now, guys.
Send me some Doppelbach there, Will Law.
Yeah, but for real, through all this stuff, support local, buy local.
Yeah, drink local, eat local if you can, buy local, support local music.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yeah, support all these local folks, man, because they're the ones who need the help the most.
And your something about washing your hands?
Yeah, not touching your face.
Okay.
Multinational conglomerates are going to be all right, and if they aren't, well, they should be. But your local businesses need it more.
Yeah.
Especially now more than ever.
And now's not a good time to put your money in the coffers. Because coughing is bad.
It is.
Let's not forget that.
Don't cough.
Paige, what are you working on the Plex?
Well, we've got to find out what went down in Beaver, Utah. Also, we're going to give you an update on what's going on in West Virginia. All that more in your Rise Guys headlines.
We'll do it.
Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the daily podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
the planet.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
Let's talk about some good stories. And some celebrities that are entertaining and doing some good things for their fans. Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande are sending cash to their fans who are struggling financially during this COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Taylor sent $3,000 to a fan who made a post on Tumblr saying she was worried about her living situation in New York City because she couldn't work. So the fan shared a screenshot of a $3,000 payment from Taylor Nation LLC, along with a message, quote, "You've always been there for me. I want to be there for you now. I hope this helps. Love, Taylor."
So she sent her $3,000. Does that mean she has six kids?
Yeah, maybe.
Or she can buy. Can you buy kids for $500 now? Is that what it is?
No,
or do you get a check?
That's what you get for them.
Okay. They're a lot more expensive.
How do we
than
ship
that.
The kids back to the government?
You get to keep them.
Okay.
Actually, you have to keep them.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Well, Ariana Grande has also been secretly doing the same thing with her fans. She's supposedly sent between $500 to $1,000 through Venmo to more than 20 fans who are struggling with the quarantine shutdown right now.
Well, Jeff Bezos is
quietly not speaking.
Not a damn thing for nobody.
Not. How do you think he gets rich?
Least of all, people who work for him.
Well, Pink is entertaining. Her story is... since you can't go to the salon, Pink decided to style her own hair, cut her own hair. After all, she doesn't have that much to begin with. She can just maybe shave it, trim it a little.
So Pink's joining what, the Me and Matt Man Club?
Yeah.
Cutting your own hair?
Well, I don't know
yes.
if you're in her club because she kind of butchered one side of it.
Then yes.
And to be fair, she said that she was drunk cutting.
That was sober when I did mine.
In an Instagram video where she appears to be...
Might have been high.
A little intoxicated, Pink revealed that she decided to make drinking a sport during the quarantine, and she added, "When I drink, I get really, really brilliant ideas. And last night I got an idea. I can cut hair. I can totally cut hair. Why haven't I been paying people all this time to cut hair? And then she showed her mistake and she said she might have to try to fix it herself.
We said this earlier, but one of the big misnomers now is people just assuming that barbershops and hair salons are closed, but it's discretionary right now.
Yeah, in South Carolina. North Carolina, they are closed.
They are closed. Okay.
Yeah, they are closed in North Carolina. It may happen in South Carolina. Depends on, you know, the outbreak surges or something.
Right.
Possibly. It's definitely a risky place to be because you're right up on top of people.
Yeah. Yeah. But back to the
I just want the bowl cut to come back, or I want moms to give kids bowl cuts
it's
again.
It's coming back.
It'll
definitely be back. But with the Taylor Swift thing that we bounced by real quick, $3,000 just to one person, like that's nice, really? Certainly. But like she's opening herself up so much.
Oh yeah.
So many people, fans, but why didn't you respond to mine?
And people who don't get money, some of them will be very upset that they didn't get chosen.
I mean, that was a plant, right? They went and got that check back. After the picture.
You think it was Kelly Clarkson? She sent it to Kelly Clarkson.
That's when she was taking a dump on your kid's toilet.
Yeah. Sent it to Pink.
Here, buy you a grown people's toilet. Get you a commode for adults.
Yeah.
You think Kelly. Pink probably, kick all her ass, right?
Oh, yeah. She's
quite possibly.
Shame.
Yeah. I mean, probably at the same time.
Yeah, quite possibly.
I mean, that's a big woman.
Well, plus she works out. She's physically fit. She can outrun us, definitely.
Are you intimidated by her, Fat Boy? Because she's so, confident in who she is.
It's not that.
Whoop your ass.
I think it's more so the body. Yeah. Like she could probably bench me.
Probably.
Dead weight.
She's got big, thick legs, and I say that in a positive way.
No, you're right. Because
she's a trapeze artist now.
She seems like she'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. And, to have a message out there, she says she doesn't care. She signed off by saying, quote, stay safe, stay home, cut your own hair, screw it. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times people who can kick all our asses, some of them are cool, some of them are not. She seems like she'd be pretty cool. Like, she wouldn't unless we gave a reason to.
Man, I hope so. Because if you said something bad about old Corey Hart, she might come attack you.
I was trying to think. Like, was she married to Hart or Huntington? I couldn't remember.
Yeah. It was Carrie Hart, right? Didn't they split up?
Mickey Hart.
She's still married.
They split up. Mickey Hart? Bret Hart?
Owen Hart.
Well, Owen Wilson.
Jimmy Hart.
She said Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. We'll give you Willie Wilson. Kansas City Royals. Mark Hendricks.
Luke Wilson.
She said Owen Wilson.
You just said Luke Wilson.
Wayne Wilson. The famous auto auctioneer.
Wayne Brady.
Tom Brady.
Tom Kenny.
Tom Poston.
Tom Jones.
George Jones.
George Brett.
Casey. Oh, damn you. Brett Saberhagen.
Brett Favre.
Brett Musburger.
Let's see. Brett Klein.
Oh, you're out. Mad Sal.
Oh, Brett Musburger. Yes, Brent. Brett Musburger.
Oh.
I said Brett Klein.
Well, stupid.
I was already out.
It's okay.
Dang it. That was fun. That's my favorite thing in headlines so far.
Just a random round of ringing.
Yeah.
Well, we still get to hear about beavers, I think.
I know. Beaver, Utah. A robber tries to hide from cops in a dumpster, and then he got caught after that. This happened around 4:30 a.m. on Monday. Three people in Beaver, Utah tried to break into an elderly couple's home by kicking the door down.
Hey.
Yeah. So the cops caught them quickly. 23-year-old Braden Bowler and 18-year-old Sandra Arzola. And the third person, he's a 21-year-old guy named Ronaldo Alvarez, took off running and managed to get away. And then he hid in a dumpster. And that might have been okay until the garbage truck came up and picked up the dumpster and emptied it. So the garbage truck driver pulled over when he heard pounding and coming from the back of his truck and stopped. And then Ronaldo jumped out and the cops found him nearby and arrested him. And now he's facing charges of burglary, drug possession, and other charges.
Yeah, if you hear a pounding from the back of the truck, you better be back there.
Compress it.
I once
don't come knocking.
I once had to hide in a dumpster like that, but I jumped in one out back of a sperm bank. Wrong kind of dumpster.
Ew.
I did one at the liquor store.
What?
Liquor dumpster? I hardly know her.
That's my second favorite thing.
Filthy. All right, so a guy tried to escape from the cops with the worst escape method whatsoever. This police in Glenwood, West Virginia, got a call on Tuesday night about a domestic incident. And when they showed up, they found a 38-year-old guy named Randall Lee Mays. He took off in his car, and then he stopped by the river. He couldn't pass it, obviously. Then he got out of his car, jumped in the river, and floated away on a log.
What's the blank, Huck Finn?
Which is very slow. And
hey, Jim.
They wound up fishing him out of the river about 3 miles away, and he was arrested. All that in West Virginia.
Wow. Randall Floyd?
That is one of the worst escape attempts imaginable.
Is West Virginia still the lowest state with cases of...
You want me to look? I'll look.
Yeah. I was just wondering how that was going right now.
Them in Alabama were the last two, right?
I'm looking to see who's the lowest right now.
I think.
It's loading.
Yeah. I know that, God bless them, Georgia really yesterday was a rough day for it.
Dude, you know who's getting Georgians. Hit hard is Louisiana.
Yeah.
And New Orleans especially, which is weird because it's so clean there.
It is. You would expect a town that smells like urine to just be very clean and biodegradable.
Let's see. The fewest cases in the states are South Dakota, followed by North Dakota, Wyoming, West Virginia, and Alaska.
Wow. I like when Cuomo said, you gave me 400 ventilators. I need 20,000.
Yeah. It's a bad situation in New York City right now.
Okay. Tell me, I'm saying this right now as something that I read. Tell me if it's true or false. Is it true that New York said that they were paying prisoners to bottle hand sanitizer? And then it was later revealed by a correctional guard online that they were getting big bottles of hand sanitizer from other places and taking their labels off and putting Made in New York stickers on there.
I have no idea.
And subsubsidizing all the money.
No clue, man.
I don't know if it's real or not, but if that man – now is not the time to get greedy about money because money ain't going to – what are you going to do with all the money in the world?
You got to go buy all the food and put it in your deep freezer.
What do you do with it? Like, now is, I don't care how you believe. I believe in karma.
Yeah.
There was a guy in Atlanta who runs a liquor store who was making it, but he was giving it away.
That's a noble thing to do.
Yeah. Tito's vodka, they switched, not switched permanently, but they're making hand sanitizer now.
Yeah. The awful liquor I was talking about, the worst tasting stuff on earth, Malort.
Malort.
That company's making now apparently the worst smelling hand sanitizer on earth with Malort.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of breweries are, like Dogfish Head's one that's doing it, making hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
New York has over 33,000 cases, most of them in the city. New Jersey now second most with 4,400 in the state.
Hmm. Look, they got to go to their local parts store and buy this three-way elbow and put on the ventilators. This existed for as long as plumbing supplies have been in existence.
Oh, yeah.
The ventilator thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an what do you call it? Elbow joint?
It's a three-way elbow.
Three-way elbow. Yeah.
Nobody invented it. It's been around for years.
But it's never been maybe used for this.
Yeah. Somebody just figured out how to, put it on there.
But they're not using one from, like, a plumbing store, right? They had to probably make one out of, like, medical hosing.
Oh, yeah. They printed it.
Yeah.
3D printed it.
Yeah.
But, they didn't invent it. Like, they could have went and got it. I can go back here and get one now.
Fat boy, if you wind up really sick with COVID, you don't want to be on that ventilator?
I don't need it. I got the iron lung, son.
Yeah.
I can't tell you about my setup.
I don't think you know what that is.
Mm-mm.
I saw the sessions. I know exactly what it is.
Hopefully that will never happen.
You don't care if it does or not.
Yes, I do. I don't wish that on anybody.
You laughed about it.
Pray for everybody. You want to celebrate some birthdays?
Boy, what an awful time. Who's a meanie?
Fat boy.
You're a meanie. Celebrity birthdays. What an awful time to have a birthday, huh?
No. Okay. I have birthdays every day.
Does Fat Boy the meanie get to guess? Meanie?
Of course he does.
I guess.
Meanie.
I love him. He can be a meanie if he wants to.
Be the blue meanie when you can't breathe one day.
He did one time backstage.
Yeah. He did.
Did he not?
Blue meanie.
You did.
I just heard it. God dang it.
Dang it.
Y'all gonna make people quit talking to me.
Celebrity birthday.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
Hi, guys.
Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney. 46.
49.
So he's older than people think. I think he's like 52.
You are right. He is 52.
Is he a meanie or a cheater? Or is he both?
You mean to play blue chair?
Kevin, Kenny Chesney?
No, fat boy.
Oh, both.
He's a cheating meanie.
Is he a cheater?
Hmm. Yeah.
John Stockton.
Oh.
Retired Utah Jazz point guard.
Hey,
he of the hairy thighs.
He's pretty smart. I would say that John Stockton, I can't, he's one of those guys that when I say the name Scottie Pippen, first thought, Michael Jordan. When I hear John Stockton, I instantly think Stockton to Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Ostertag.
Cotton Fitzsimmons.
Cotton Owens.
Oh, are we doing that again?
No, we were just doing Utah Jazz players.
Oh, okay. Like,
Brian Russell.
Stupid.
Andre Kirilenko.
It was Byron, not Brian.
Hornacek.
I will say that John Stockton.
Kirilenko was good.
Nose.
John Stockton
Matt
was a rookie in 87.
Georgia Tech.
Ian Halperin. Georgia Tech.
Howard Eisley.
John Stockton, rookie. 59.
I was 57.
I'll say six.
All right. Well, John Stockton is 58.
Gonzaga. Greatest Zag ever.
LaLoya Marymount.
Chicago.
Legendary Raiders running back, Marcus Allen.
Not a good friend to have if you have a wife or a girlfriend.
No. Oh, no. What was the lady that he hooked up with after OJ did? What was that lady's name?
It wasn't Barbieri, was it?
No, but it was alliteration. Her name, first letter, same letter. I can't remember. Anyway.
I think they've been Eskimo brothers a few times.
I'm going to say Marcus Allen is 62. Rookie in 84, I believe.
Guy is just completely forgotten about at this point.
Sadly.
In the history of football, even though he's great. Yeah. He's 61.
Four.
Marcus Allen is 60 today.
He's almost full retirement age.
I miss Walter Payton.
Yeah.
He never comes by anymore.
He doesn't.
Matt, I miss sweetness. What a smile that guy
has. Does
that
send you flowers?
I have some bad news for you, Matt.
Oh.
He died again?
Yeah.
Oh, I know he's dead. I just meant, like, that guy just seemed like, you know.
Gary Payton, will that do?
Walter Payton's been dead over 20 years.
Damn. Good Lord.
He died in November of 99.
He's forgotten.
I saw earlier on the day in history that 25 years ago today, Eazy-E died from AIDS. 25 years ago today.
He died quick, too.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. I'll say Eazy-E is dead.
Oh, well, good for you.
Whose birthday is it?
Steven Tyler.
Oh.
We already guessed on Marcus Allen.
Oh, okay.
We're moving on to Steven
72.
Tyler.
73.
68.
Steven Tyler is 72 today. And the last one.
Really? That's right.
Yeah.
God.
Man, he's in his 70s.
He don't look like it, man.
They've been around since the 60s. Come on.
I mean, he can draw a full check now, but he really don't look like it.
Thank you.
And last but not least, some people hate her, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy.
They don't like her for holding up that bill to make sure.
Yeah, I'd like to abstain from guessing her birthday. I say nay to her birthday.
Nay. All
right. Why?
She had a hot rack back in the day.
Because I have no clue how old she is.
Oh, okay. She's old.
When you hear her age, you're going to think, people her age running stuff. Holy crap.
Well, whoever wins the election is going to hit about 80 time in the office. You know what I mean?
All right, I'll go 80.
I think she's 80.
74.
You're all, two of you are right. Nancy Pelosi is 80 today. So there you go.
Wow. She kind of don't look like it. Yeah. Still got some big ones.
The Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that stuff. Thank you to Tyler Hatley for joining us for day six of Phonaroo, the world's first ever multi-day music festival performed exclusively by phone. Tomorrow is day seven of Phonaroo, and we will do it until everything's back to normal. There's that word you don't like, Jim.
Normal?
Yes. Who's joining us tomorrow?
You know, let me see if I have confirmation.
Oh, we're waiting on confirmation. While he does that, I will also tell you that the FOF line is still going strong. 864-241-4318. We'll play the best of the best tomorrow. 864-241-4318.
I believe it'll be Justin Clyde Williams tomorrow.
Fantastic.
That's not 100% confirmed, but I believe that's what will happen tomorrow morning.
Okay. If you want to be part of Phonaroo and you want to perform a live concert and be part of history in the making, contact 9 on social media, at Nueve on Twitter, at 9 from TRG on Instagram.
9 rules on Instagram. 9 from TRG is Snapchat.
Okay.
I need to get you like flashcards for these because it's hard to remember them all.
Well, yeah.
Or just Jimmy McDonald on Facebook.
And that's the FOF line. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige, go to Rocky at work next. Fat Boy.
Going touchdowns.
5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock kicks off next. A 93.3 The Planet.
Rock. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.